Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 71 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 10th is identify a material possession you would like to have. Describe the type of person you want to be. If you could only pick one of the previous two responses, what would you select? How can you live your life to reflect the priority you just chose? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. One of the objectives of writing our own story is to help align our actions with our mindset. We want to make sure what we believe in our heart and what we say are the most important things in our life are reflected in the actions we take. I just listened to a podcast where I heard someone talking about being in the business of helping people, and he said it is the business of getting results. He said it's not just about providing people with information. It's about helping them to get results. And I agree that as teachers and coaches, when we work with young people, we don't just want to passively provide information. We want the results of making a positive impact on young people. But does that positive impact come from the results that we can get our students to produce, or does it come from what we invest in their heart? And I think one of the problems when people promise us results is we begin to search for every corner to cut, every hack, and we don't want to put the work in. And if it doesn't get results right away, then we blame the person who promised the results and go in search of the next hack or overnight solution. I'd like to expand the definition of a material possession that's listed in today's challenge. Let's say your material possession as a teacher is to get your students to a certain score on a test so you can be viewed as a good teacher. Or as a coach, it's to get your players to win a certain amount of games so you can be viewed as a good coach. But here is one of the downfalls of being a teacher or a coach who drives their students or players toward results only. People in these environments often have trouble once they are no longer working with that teacher or coach, and they have moved on to other environments. Why? Because they become dependent on the teacher or coach to motivate them, push them, and make decisions for them. And when they get outside that structure, they struggle. So as today's challenge asks us to consider, what if the way to impact our students was to create a better version of ourselves so we could do a better job of teaching or coaching their heart? And I'd like to mention two things about teaching and coaching from the inside out. Number one is there is often lag time between the investments we make in someone's heart and the results that are manifested in the external world, which often leads to number two, the 20-year return, which is the idea that the greatest lessons we teach kids and the greatest impact we have may not be seen until 20 years in the future. Now, 20 is just an arbitrary number. It could be a lot less, and it could be a lot more. So as teachers and coaches, yes, we are in the business of helping people, and yes, we want to get results. But I would challenge you to consider whether our number one priority is getting our students external results that they may or may not use for the rest of their lives, and if we're pushing for those results to increase our own status and recognition, or if our number one priority is serving the hearts of our students and athletes, no matter what results they produce for us in the short term, with the mindset that the best instruction we can give them is teaching them how to write their own story. So how about you? What's a material possession or external result you want? Can you describe the kind of person you want to be? If you could only pick one of these two to achieve, which would you choose? How can you live your life to reflect this priority? Getting results and reaching our full potential come through an inside-out process. It starts with ourselves, and we can pass it on to the young people we work with. And when we work from the inside out instead of from the outside in, we'll be able to experience peace and fulfillment on our journey. Thanks for joining us today as we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story to make a positive impact on students by creating a better version of themselves every day.